Like to say, irritating an office note on patient Evans Everett, Everett Evans, Evans. Date of birth 5/14/1954. Date of service 10/23/2023. Per paragraph, the patient is 69-year-old white gentleman presenting to my office for opinion on his hyponatremia. Period. Patient gives history of hyponatremia for over the last 3 years. One time up to 109, the lowest. But never been told the reason for his hyponatremia, and he doesn't recall that anybody did any investigation. Most lately, he had a stroke while on a cruise in September 29, 2023 that caused him to have slurred speech, and he was admitted to UTMB where he was found to be hyponatremic as well, in the 128 range. He was discharged with a serum sodium 130 on urina, U-R-E-N-A, therapy. Period. Next diagnosis is hypertension. Period. Paragraph. Past surgical history includes bilateral hernia repair. Per paragraph, allergies, non-drug allergies. Per paragraph, social history. He's a retired journalist. He's single, lives alone, no kids, no smoking, no alcohol, no drugs. Family history. Father died from cancer. Mother died from colorectal cancer. Sister is healthy. Current medications, he takes hydroxyzine, PRN, omega-3, multivitamins, period. Review system reveals no headache, slurred speech passive after his stroke, no nausea, no vomiting, no chest pain, no shortness of breath, occasional cough. He does suffer from constipation, nocturia times three times, but no straining up on urination, no dribbling. He empties his bladder completely, no leg swelling reported. All other systems reviewed are negative. Immunization status, he received 6 shots of the COVID-19 gene editing therapy. 1 shot prior to his stroke, period. 1 week prior to his stroke, period. On physical exam, his vital signs are as mentioned above. HNT, pupils rounded, axial to light and accommodation, injected conjunctiva, and enteric sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no keratopathy bilaterally, no jugular venous distension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, no red pupagraph, neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regulated and rhythm, normal sinus 2, normal shoulder, no friction, heart lungs are clear to auscultation, no crackles or reserved abdomen, soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no gary rebound or rigidity extremities, there's no edema in the lower extremities, skin, no skin, as total neuro exam is non-focal. Investigations available to me include the following. Sodium 129, this is from 10/2/2023. Sodium 129, potassium 3.9, total CO2 21, BUN 11, and creatine 0.64, white count 7.4, hemoglobin 13.4, platelet count 287. A1C was 5.5, troponin I was normal. Magnesium was 2, TSH was 1.17, urine analysis was completely normal, 2 RBCs noted, period, paragraph, assessment and plan. Prior to that, please also mention the following. Urine osmolarity was 531, plasma osmolarity was 270, period, paragraph. Assessment and plan one. Chronic hyponatremia, most likely this is SIADH given the high urine osmolarity and high urine sodium of 76. We are going to recheck some workup again, but we're going to put him on fluid restriction, salt tablets, and low dose of Lasix therapy. We'll recheck his blood testing in 1 week to see the progress. He does not want to take urina as it's very expensive, so it's going to be stopped at this time. Next diagnosis is hypertension, controlled on carotid regimen to continue. Next, recent stroke may be related to spike protein toxicity from his booster. We're going to assess for vaccine toxicity and injury, period. Patient is going to see me back in around 1 week in Tel Aviv to discuss the results of the World Cup and report things.